Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 8, Talks Between the Lord and Ramananda Roy. Ramananda Roy had been embraced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was speaking about the Lord's mercy. So he said, "You do not fear the Vedic injunction stating that you should not associate with the Sudra. You are not contemptuous of my touch, although in the Vedas you are forbidden to associate with Sudras." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Unless one has attained, or this is from Srila Prabhupada's purport, unless one has attained the highest standard of life, one cannot return home back to Godhead. One may be a Sudra, Vaishya woman, but if one is situated in the service of the Lord in Krishna consciousness, one should not be considered Stri, Sudra, Vaishya, lower than Sudra. Though a person may be from a low-born family, if he's engaged in the Lord's service, he should never be considered to belong to a low-born family. The Padma Purana forbids Vikshate Jati Samanyat Sayati Narakam Dhruvam. A person goes to hell quickly when he considers a devotee of the Lord in terms of birth. Although Sri Ramananda Roy supposedly took birth in a Shudra family, he is not to be considered a Sudra, for he was a great advanced devotee. Indeed, he was on the transcendental platform. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore embraced him. Out of spiritual humility, Sri Ramananda Roy presented himself as a Sudra, Raja Sevi Vishay Sudra Dhamma. Even though one may be engaged in government service or any other pound, shilling, pence business, in short, in materialistic life, he need only to take to Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is a very simple process. One need only chant the holy name of the Lord and strictly follow the principles forbidding sinful activities. In this way, one can no longer be considered an untouchable, a vishayi, or a sudra. One who is advanced in spiritual life should not associate with non-devotees, namely men in government service and men engaged in materialistic activity for sense gratification or in the service of others. Such men are considered vishayi, materialistic. It is said, Niskin Shanasya Bhagavat Bhajon Mukasya Param Param Jigamishur Bhavasagara Sagarasya Sandarshanam Vishayanam Natayoshitam Cha Ahantahantavisha Bhakshanato Api Asadu. A person who is very seriously engaged in cultivating devotional service with a view to crossing the ocean of nescience and who has completely abandoned all material activities should never see a Sudra, Vaishya, or a woman with the mood of sense gratification, obviously. 37, continuing. Ramananda Roy says to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. Therefore, no one can understand your purpose. By your mercy, you are touching me, although this is not sanctioned by the Vedas. You have come here specifically to deliver me. You are so merciful that you alone can deliver all fallen souls." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Narottama Das Thakur sings in his Prarthana, "Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Koro More Tomavina Ke Dayalu Jagat Samsare Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatar Mosama Patita Prabhu Na Payi Bayar." My dear Lord, please be merciful to me. Who could be more merciful than your Lordship within these three worlds? You appear as an incarnation just to reclaim the conditioned fallen souls. But I assure you that you will not find a soul more fallen than me. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's specific mission is to deliver fallen souls. Of course, in this age of Kali, there is hardly anyone who has not fallen according to the calculations of Vedic behavior. In his instructions to Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described the so-called followers of the Vedic religion in this way. Veda nishtha madhe ardhika veda mukhi mane veda nasiddha papakori dharma nahi gane. So-called followers of Vedic principles simply accept the Vedas formally, but they act against Vedic principles. This is symptomatic of this age of Kali. People claim to follow a certain type of religion, saying formally, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am this or that. But actually, no one follows the principles enunciated in religious scriptures. This is the disease of this age. Therefore, the merciful Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has simply advised us to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hareo Nama, Hareo Nama, Hareo Nama, Eva Kevalam. The Lord can deliver anyone and everyone, even though one may have fallen from the injunctions of revealed scriptures. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special mercy. Consequently, he is known as Patita Pavana, the deliverer of all fallen souls. Continuing. It is the general practice of all saintly people to deliver the fallen. Therefore, they go to people's houses, although they have no personal business there. My dear Lord, sometimes great saintly persons go to the homes of householders, although these householders are generally low-minded. When a saintly person visits their homes, one can understand that it is for no purpose other than to benefit the householders. It's from Bhagavatam 10.8.4. Continuing, Ramananda Roy says, along with me, there are about 1,000 men, including the brahmanas, and all of them appear to have their hearts melted simply by seeing you. I hear everyone chanting the holy name of Krishna. Everyone's body is thrilled with ecstasy, and there are tears in everyone's eyes. My dear sir, according to your behavior and bodily features, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Akritya prakritye tomara ishvara lakshana jivena sambhave e aprakrita guna. It is impossible for ordinary living beings to possess such transcendental qualities. The Lord replied to Ramananda Roy, sir, you are the best of the topmost devotees. Therefore, simply the sight of you has melted everyone's heart. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport to the last verse and this verse. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's bodily features were uncommon. Indeed, his body was extraordinary in its measurements. The measurements of his chest and the measurement of his forearms were the same. This is called Nyagrodha Paremandala. As far as his nature is concerned, he was kind to everyone. No one but the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be kind to everyone. Therefore, the Lord's name is Krishna, all attractive. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 14.4, Krishna is the kind father of everyone. In every species of life, Sarvayonishu, he is the original father, the seed giver, Bija, Prada, Pita. How then can he be unkind to any living entity? One may be a man, an animal, or even a tree, but the Lord is kind to everyone. That is God's qualification. He also says in the Bhagavad Gita 9.29, Samoham Savabhuteshu, I am equally kind to everyone. And he advises, Savadamam Pratyaja Mamekam Saranam Vraja, give up all other engagements and simply surrender unto me. This instruction is meant not only for Arjuna, but for all living entities. Whoever takes advantage of this offer is immediately immune to all sinful activities and returns home, back to Godhead. While present on this planet, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made the same offer. And Srila Prabhupada's purport to the next verse. Unless one is a first-class devotee, he cannot be a preacher. A preacher is generally a topmost devotee. But in order to meet the general populace, he has to come to distinguish between devotees and non-devotees. Otherwise, an advanced devotee makes no such distinction. Indeed, he always sees that everyone is engaged in the service of the Lord. When one engages in preaching work, he must distinguish between people and understand that some people are not engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. The preacher then has to take compassion upon such innocent people who do not know how to worship the Lord. In Srimad Bhagavatam 11.245, the symptoms of a topmost devotee are described as follows. Sarva bhuteshriya pashyad bhagavad bhavam atmana bhutani bhagavati atmani esha bhagavottama. The advanced devotee sees all living entities are part and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone is in Krishna, and Krishna is also within everyone. Such a vision is possible only for a person who is very advanced in devotional service. O Mahaprabhu continues, although I am a Mayavadi sannyasi, a non-devotee, I am also floating in an ocean of love for Krishna simply by touching you. What to speak of others? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya knew this would happen, and thus, to rectify my heart, which is very hard, he asked me to meet you. In this way, each of them praised the qualities of the other, and both of them were pleased to see each other. At this time, a Brahmana Vaishnava following the Vedic principles came and offered obeisances. He fell flat before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and invited him for lunch. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the invitation, knowing the Brahmana to be a devotee, and slightly smiling, he spoke as follows to Ramananda Roy. I wish to hear from you about Lord Krishna. Indeed, my mind is inclined to desire this. Therefore, I wish to see you again. Ramananda Roy replied, my Lord, although you have come to correct me, a fallen soul, my mind is not yet purified simply by seeing you. Please stay for 5 or 7 days and kindly cleanse my polluted mind. After that much time, my mind will certainly be pure. Although neither could tolerate separation from the other, Ramananda Roy nonetheless offered his obeisances to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and departed. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to the house of the Brahmana who invited him and took his lunch there. When the evening of that day arrived, both Ramananda Roy and the Lord were eager to meet each other. After finishing his evening bath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down and waited for Ramananda Roy to come. Then Ramananda Roy, accompanied by one servant, came to meet him. Ramananda Roy approached Lord Sri Chaitanya and offered his respectful obeisances, and the Lord embraced him. Then they began to discuss Krishna in a secluded place. And Srila Prabhupada, in his purport, he offers some cautionary words about speaking publicly about Krishna. Here is his purport. The word rahasthane, in a secluded place, is very significant. Talks about Krishna and his pastimes, especially his pastimes in Vrindavan and his dealings with the gopis, are all very confidential. They are not subject matter for public discussion because those who have no understanding of the transcendental nature of Krishna's pastimes always commit great offenses, thinking Krishna to be an ordinary human being and the gopis ordinary girls. Following the principle of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who never discussed the dealings between Krishna and the gopis publicly, devotees in the Krishna consciousness movement are enjoined not to discuss the pastimes of Lord Krishna and Vrindavan in public. For the general public, Sankirtan is the most effective method to awaken Krishna consciousness. If possible, one should discuss the principles enunciated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followed this principle very strictly and discussed the philosophy of the Bhagavad Gita with learned scholars like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Prakasananda Saraswati. However, he taught the principles of the bhakti cult to students like Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, And he discussed with Sri Ramananda Roy the topmost devotional dealings between Krishna and the gopis. For the general populace, he performed Sankirtan very vigorously. We must also follow these principles in preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world. So then the conversation between Ramananda Roy and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will begin, and we shall continue hearing that very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.